Well, good morning. It is 10:45 a.m. on Wednesday, March the 8th, 2023. Yeah, it's morning. I'm walking in the morning. I had to make an early morning, or a relatively early morning, run to the pharmacy this morning. And so I had my boots on. When I got back, I thought, oh yeah, this would be a good time to go for the walk. It's cold. It was almost 40 degrees outside. My back door is like 38. It's probably closer to 42 at this point. But it's still, the wind is brisk. It's still pretty chilly. Tomorrow I see my oncologist again. It won't be the last time, but it will be a longer gap than normal, than what has been normal for the last quarter or so. They're gonna do a full blood work. I need to fast, which is a pain in the butt because they're not doing the blood work until 11, so I have no breakfast, no coffee, just water in the morning. But we can do that because, quite honestly, my appetite, while better, is still pretty close to non-existent. I eat because I'm reminded to eat periodically through the day. So close to the end of this book. So close, Jesus. I had 2.5 hours this morning. Turning and burning. It felt good. I may go back and finish because I'm so close. But I have a lot of things I want to do today besides immerse myself in the writing. One of the things I want to do is I'm going to make beef barley stew again. I want to make it in the oven rather than on the stovetop. I also want to make bread again today. The homemade bread is a big hit with the fam. And if I'm going to have fresh stew, having some homemade bread to go with it tonight for dinner would be wonderful. I can have a big meal tonight that will last me through till noon tomorrow. Well, I have a big meal tonight and then my evening snack. All the advice to not eat before you go to bed. No. We're gonna eat before we go to bed. I have been doing an evening snack ever since I've been taking solid food again, in large part because none of my meals are very large, so I have to have more of them in order to get sufficient calories, in order to get sufficient protein, in order to get enough of the building blocks of life, as they say. So yeah, is this still going? It is still going. Okay, good. Take off one of these hoods. I'm wearing a hat, two hoods, a parka. Sun is out, there's blue sky around. There's not a lot of it, but there's some. Sun feels good. I need to practice standing up, improving my posture. Head up, shoulders back, chest out. Pull in the tummy. Something smells good. Something besides my beeswax lip balm. Let me find my glove here. The hand holding the phone is becoming increasingly uncomfortable in the cold. That's a little better. Okay, better. Besser. So I spent some of yesterday afternoon playing Ark. And I'm kind of on the horns of a dilemma. And the dilemma is, there are so many pieces that I have in play on the various maps. I have, I think, 7 characters across 5 maps. One of them is pretty high level. One of them is like up to 109. The one on Fjordur has a large number of rune stones, which means if I can get to 100, I'll get bonus levels for that character. What I probably should do is bench, if I can get to the advanced level, and I should be able to. I need like 15 more. This should be available. It's like 156 or something like that. I should be able to get them if I keep going on my quest to get the artifacts on Fjordur. Fjordur's a fun map. It's a cold map without good heat, without good fortitude. I'd be suffering. I tried to start a character on there, a secondary character on there, and totally boxed it up. I died like 9 times before I finally got shelter. Because he had no fortitude, he had no armor, he had nothing. He was like basically in his loincloth. Until I realized how foolish that was. And figured out how to get around it. Ooh, I hear gooses. Oh, there's some more. It's a good time for your day. It's a good time of day for geese, I guess. Tail and Charlie here trying to catch up. So I really want to keep going until I can get ascended. And this time last year, I didn't think that it was ever be possible for me to get to that point. And now, here I am. I've got, on the island, there are three bosses. I've got two of the three nailed down, and I'm building the army to do the third. Fjordr has a bunch of bosses. There's some mini bosses and some world bosses. Some final bosses. I don't know what happens after that. But that one requires artifacts. Artifacts are good. Artifacts mean I can I go into caves and find them, and usually there's rune stones that I like. I'm still working on getting maximum dino. I have to get 5 more levels on this Argi. I will have made that achievement, which is really not that significant. Ooh, excuse me. But fun nevertheless. So the thing about the game, I'm over 7,000 hours now. It's like 7,004 or 5 or something like that. But I've been playing this game for years, literally for years. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me, Monk Post. And a lot of the time was on a server and logged into the game, although I might not have actually been doing a whole lot. In fact, for the first 2,000 or 3,000 hours, all I did was log in and die for the most part. I kind of miss server play because the server, the world keeps going even when you're not logged in. But while that's good for things like growing your garden and raising dinosaurs and all the rest of that, it's kind of a pain because the world keeps going when you're not logged in. And so crops get overgrown, dinosaurs get overgrown, they starve to death and die. So single player actually works better for me in terms of when I log out, the game stops and nothing happens until I log back in again. Which is good, which is fine. Wounded dinosaurs don't heal, but that just means I need to take the time in game to do something to give enough time in game for the dinosaurs that were in battles to heal up. So yeah, we'll see what we can do here. I'm gonna keep going. I'm using obsidian to keep track of all the pieces parts. I'm not happy with what I've got in terms of this obsidian vault at the moment, but I think I can make it better. I should have my new disk drives tomorrow, so I'll have everything I need to make the migration to Linux permanent, which I'm really looking forward to because I think it's going to be a big step forward to get SSDs instead of mechanicals, and I'll have a little better throughput, and the machine won't be any better, but the peripherals will give me a little extra boost. which I'm looking forward to. It will also not be Windows, which is also give me a little boost. Oh, what else do I want to talk about? Tale of Genji. Oh my god. These people cry all the time. All they do is cry. And they have adventures. Amorous adventures overnight. Genji and his women talk until the dawn. Yeah, I'm sure that's all they were doing, talking. I'm not quite 20% through the book. It's been 2 days. So I've got a lot of reading yet ahead of me. I did a little research on the book itself. The book is 1,000 years old. The collection of stories. I call it a book, but I don't think it was. I keep seeing references to it as the first novel. Somewhere around 1,000 AD. Or 1,000 CE for current era. Be a little more accurate, less religious. But I'm looking at this, I'm looking at how it's written, I'm looking at what's going on, and I'm thinking, this is not the first novel. This is the first serial. And it might be the first series. But the more I learn about how the book was originally put together, how the book was actually two different collections of short stories, shorter stories, they aren't short by any means. The more I think this is the first serial. I mean, there's even the occasional little cliffhanger at the end of one of them I just found. I was thinking, well, it can't be a serial because there's no cliffhanger. I just found a cliffhanger like last night. And there was a little cliffhanger at the end of one of the volumes before I went into the next. But they cry. Oh my god, they cry. I'm glad to see you, so I'll cry. I'm sorry to leave you, so I'll cry. I get up in the morning and you're still alive, so I cry. I get up in the morning and you're dead, so I cry. And the number of times Genji gets up in the morning and she's dead, or dies in the middle of the night, or otherwise shuffles off the mortal coil, is it's a bit disturbing, to be honest. There's a trash truck here that's sort of parked by the side of the road. I can't tell what the hell he's doing. I'm gonna try to walk by him, but he'll probably goose it and come by me with a lot of noise as soon as I do. It is trash day on my street, so trash truck is not unexpected. He sees a pretty face in the crowd, so he cries. He doesn't see a pretty face in the crowd, so he cries. Everybody around him cries. He's so beautiful, so the people around him cry because he's beautiful. Or his poem was so touching that they cried. Or his dance, or his music, his ability on the koto, or the flute. Everybody cries. It's like nobody laughs in this whole book. So far, nobody has laughed. I haven't noticed anyway. I haven't seen anybody laugh. I haven't seen the slightest hint of joy or happiness other than my heart was glad. Come on. You didn't like those rice balls for dinner? What the hell? I keep thinking about, is this really how I want to spend my time reading this year? Forcing myself through classics just because they're classics. And I don't know. It's like I got something out of Moby Dick. I'm not gonna say I like Moby Dick, but I got something out of Moby Dick. It was interesting to see how he played with the language. I got something tedious, but something out of Middlemarch. It took me a while to warm up to Middlemarch, assuming that Luke is sufficiently warm. Temperature inside a tauntaun. Genji, I don't know. We'll see. I'll keep going for a while. I set the goal. The question is, am I going to abandon the goal as being not worthwhile? And I'm perfectly open to that, but I want to make sure it's not worthwhile before I give up too soon. So, anyway. Do I still have recording? I do. I made it. I'm back. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.